Galatians chapter 3, I'll start reading in verse 10. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the people of Galatia. And while he's speaking, this is what he says in verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Verse 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or a cross. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, those who are without law, in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Spirit of God, ability is mine because I believe. You've given me the insight. You've unveiled truth. Now allow truth to set your people free. I believe I am an agent sent from you, raised up by you, not prematurely, and not behind, right in the center of my assignment. And I'm very confident in what the Holy Spirit is doing in my life for the benefit of those you have called for such a time as this. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. You can go ahead and take your seats. My title is Curse Breaking Faith. Curse Breaking Faith. Curse Breaking Faith. Curse Breaking Faith. Now, I want to walk you through some things. And first, you know, as I was talking on Wednesday night about where things originate from. So there is a beginning of certain things that we deal with in life. So we have to, in order to have a clear understanding or get the level of freedom we're looking for, we have to find out where that originated from. In this particular scripture, the Apostle Paul is telling the people that, you know, going by the Torah, which is first five books of the Bible, that is not going to make you righteous. Because what it's going to do is show you how miserable your failure is. So it's not going to show you strength. It's going to show you how much you've erred. So the Bible said the letter killeth, but the spirit makes alive. So in these five books of the Bible, the first five books, as you read, especially when you get into the book of Leviticus, everybody got stoned. They had a rock party. Half the stuff we do now, if we done it then, oh man. You think because you've only heard about the woman who was caught in the midst of adultery that was about to be stoned, but that was the penalty for her act. So that's what they done. They were stone people. This was instituted in the laws of Moses for them to be stoned for certain acts. So what Jesus done when he came to the earth, he redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's those of us who are in Christ. Now, I'm not saying in Christ is perfect. You know that for yourself when you look in the mirror. But Buddha can't get you out of this mess. Muhammad can't get you out of this mess. I told you I was going in. They can't get you out of this mess because the only one that can really break a curse is your receiving of Jesus Christ. And it mentions the Gentiles, the lawless, those who are without Christ, those who are not Jews. So the white man is not a Jew. The black man is not a Jew. The Latino man is not a Jew. Okay? So there's no black Jesus, white Jesus. You know, there can be a black Santa Claus and a white Santa Claus, but Jesus don't fit into that group. Okay? So Jesus was a Jew. And a Jew came to the earth, not only to save us, and this is where we fall at. We think that Jesus is only for salvation. Jesus is also for curse breaking. In fact, he starts talking more about faith in chapter 10, and he's talking about a curse right here. Now, what is a curse? It's an empowerment to fail. It's negative words that are spoken or released into the intellect, into the hearing, and then into the intellect of an individual. So if you had parents who really didn't understand how purposeful you were, they may have called you stupid, dumb, failure. You'll never accomplish anything. That type of language is considered a curse that will stick if you don't ever obtain the relationship with Jesus Christ that you need. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you to better understand where a curse could have originated. So if I'm a black man, I'm married to a white woman, I'm a black man. I tend to be categorized by haters as being white now. Every time I look in the mirror, ain't no way I can be white. All right. So I got to figure out what's coming against me. What's working against me. I got to figure that out. I can only figure that out through Bible means. What's pulling on me, what gravitational pull is trying to pull me down, and my heart is to go up. Anytime you feel something drastically pulling you, and you know you're supposed to be in that place, you know, and you can't see anything, but it seems like a force that constantly pulls down on you. It's almost like thinking good for a moment and achieving some level of greatness, and then with that same mind, think again and then act and destroy everything that you just achieved. Y'all should have laughed with me when I gave you a birthday in November. So Jesus became a symbol of the just to justify the unjust, to justify us through faith and break the curse of the law. So Jesus became the symbol of the unjust to justify us through faith and to break the curse of the law. He became guilty to release the guilty. So I'll take responsibility for that. That's what Jesus said. I'll take responsibility for that. So we get released because he took responsibility for it. But not only did he release us, he broke the curse when he hung on the cross. Because for a criminal, the crucifix was a part of the execution for those who have broken such laws. But he broke no laws. In fact, he fulfilled the law and then said, I'm guilty. That I'm guilty for them, so that somebody's got to die, so it might as well be me, so that they can go free. Now, I have a problem with this. He died on the cross, became a curse. Why are you dying, and why are you operating like you're under a curse? That's my question. It's the people perish because of a lack of what? You don't know. You'll act like a cursed person when you're a blessed person. You'll walk around, you'll process, you'll approach things as if you have been empowered to fail when you have been empowered to succeed. So I track things really well. People have a tendency to try to tell me that's not right. I'm like, that is right. You're just in denial. It's you. You can check somebody else, but don't check me. I know this house. I don't know anybody else's church, but I know this church. So I track things, and I'm going to know what caused this curse, this empowerment to fail, this destructive thing that's released on a people. I want to know what caused that. So I went back to Noah. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9. Stay with me here. Genesis chapter 9. I'll get into Genesis chapter 11, where they build a great tower, but they didn't finish. You can start off great and then walk away from your own greatness. All right. Give me some time. Just give me some time. Verse 20. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. And in verse 22, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Both Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness. So Noah awoke from his wine. And he must have been really drinking. And knew what his younger son had done to him. Verse 25. Then he said, "Cursed be Cana, a servant of servants he shall be to his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Cana be his servant." Whew. So I said, okay, I see the impact of a father. This wasn't what God said. This is what Noah said. But the impact of it was on Ham's son, Cain. Now, you do your research on it and you study it. The study says that Cana, who is Ham's son, slipped in and saw his grandfather naked and went and told his father. And his father went and told his brothers and showed it to his brothers. Because we always wonder why the son got cursed instead of Ham. So I kept digging and looking because I want to know what's causing a lot of the things that we see. And just stay with me. I need you to stay with me. Because I read to you that the curse is broken. I read that to you earlier. I will also finish with the breaking of the curse. But I have to show you where it came from. I got to show you where it came from. Because if you cannot find where it originated from, you can't stop it. So I'm showing you so that you don't behave like Cana. Okay. All right. Y'all still here? All right. So there are words that are spoken that constantly adds gravity to Canaan's life. Now, it mentions Canaan, which is one of the sons, the youngest son of Ham. He's the youngest son of Ham. So you got Put, you got another son, and then you got this guy named Cush. So I started saying, okay, now if a curse is in the house, it's going to impact everybody. So once that curse got into Ham's house, it started to affect all four sons. You can read about it in Genesis 10 and verse 6. Those were Ham's sons. And I focused in on this Cush guy. See, people have taught us, they want to manipulate us, that there's no curse on dark-skinned people. So we don't pursue Christ the way we should. But if you knew what was working against you, you'd drive to church with your pajamas on this morning. All right. So many of you, you know, without a shout, you know something is working against you. You just don't know how to identify what's working against you. So this now you got, because it's hard to detect it, because it was Ham that showed his other brothers, but it was Cana according to what you read in scripture. So if you don't have the tools to go deeper, you don't know that it was Cana that showed Ham. So now this empowerment to fail is on Cana. And this empowerment to prosper is on Shem, Noah's oldest son. So stay with me. Through the act of Ham, a curse was spoken over Canaan that impacted the generation after Ham. So when that curse is spoken, or even a blessing, say for myself, if a blessing is spoken over me, the fulfillment of much of that blessing will happen with Sasha. It starts to build. It starts to build in the believer, and it starts to build. Though Ham did not see necessarily in his own life the results of the curse, his children did. In their lives. And some studies it says that Ham was still underneath the residue of the blessing for being on the ark and being saved from the earth being destroyed. Some research said that. So it was taking a while. It would take a while for the curse to catch up, because the blessing had been there so long. So I just need you to stay with me here, because I'm showing you something. So we take this guy, Cush, Cushites, Ethiopians, Africans. All right. You remember when it says servant of servants, slaves that serve slaves. Stay with me. So the sons of Ham were listed. When they were listed in Genesis 10 and verse 6. So we get to this guy named Cush or Cushite, or the Ethiopians from Africa, or Africans. So you have this group of people who brought into slavery, not just because somebody got an idea. They came into slavery because there was a word that was spoken because of the activity of Ham and Cana that now flowed into the house and they're impacted by it. Cushites, Ethiopian, African, Africa is where it came to rest. Now, I travel internationally. Everywhere I've been, I've seen people who look like me, servant of servants. All because they don't have knowledge about what was done through Christ Jesus for them. Well, I'm doing pretty good. For how long? It's not that Nimrod, y'all heard of Nimrod, right? Genesis chapter 11, Tower of Babel. You know where he came from? He came from the Cushites. The Bible says he was a mighty warrior. He was gifted. Don't let your gifting get you in trouble. He was a mighty warrior. He was able to rally the people to start to build a tower to heaven. God came to look at what they were doing because they were one. But their intentions were wrong. So he confused their languages so they couldn't communicate, and they all went in separate directions. So I gather when we can't work together, it's a curse. If we can't work on the same project and see it to completion, it's a curse. All right. Well, I got my own idea. Is your idea influenced by a curse? Because we have a vision. We know where we want to go. We know where we're going. We've known for a long time. I want to thank the men who came together. We had theft off of a $500,000 unit that we had put in a couple of years ago. And someone came by and stole the copper over the winter. And the men came together, put their resources together, and they had a cage built around both units. That's what, come on, give the men. Yeah. Yeah. So at the meet me at the 50, we went out back and I told him, this is what you all were able to accomplish because you worked together as a team. This is what you were able to accomplish. Let me help you to understand what relief it is to me. I don't have to drive behind the church every day to see if the copper's still there because that's what I've been doing. Okay. All right. Y'all still with me? Y'all still with me? How many of you would agree that no matter how hard you try, there seems to always be something pulling at you? Would you not agree? Rocky, would you not agree? Just something always seemed to just be there, present, always trying to work you down when you're trying to work your way up. Just something always just pulling at you. Man, I thought I had this thing on lock, and then something else happens and seems like the thing just went left when it was supposed to be going right. Okay. I need you to stay with me because you're going to get your money. And let me help you. You're too smart to be average. Now, if you trace Shem, who the blessing was spoken over, you can trace his name all the way to Abraham's father, Abram being Abram at the time. So you see the blessing at work. Even when his father was in idolatry, God was obligated to his bloodline. We got to come rescue that bloodline. We got to send some angels to rescue that bloodline. His daddy done tripped, but we got to send some angels to rescue this bloodline. So they rescued Abram, who became Abraham. All right. See, I'm tracking things. You can sit there like, no, you don't believe. You think you're all that in a bag of chips. You're no different than arrogant. Yeah, some of y'all, you know, I don't know if it's in some of your houses, but some of the houses, when you would do something crazy, they would call you Nimrod. Okay. Hopefully it wasn't your house. Can I just take my time? Because in order to do this, I had to get from under a curse. I had to get from under a curse. I had to get from under an empowerment to fail. It don't matter how low you take me, I'm coming back to the top. It don't matter what you do to me, I'm going to survive. Because I'm not under a curse. I read it to you. I'm not under a curse. If he hang on the cross as a curse for me, why should I be cursed when I believe in him? Told you he was going to see why I was trying to make him laugh at first. That's not normal for me. I just come out with my guns loaded. If in your subconscious mind you think you're cursed, it's because you don't understand the blessing of salvation. All right. Can we go on? We can see the curse originated in the house of Ham and caused his sons to be perpetual slaves of slaves. We see biblically where it originated from. It caused his sons to be slaves of slaves. Nothing's wrong with serving. Sons serve. I'm a son, so I serve my father. I serve this ministry. I serve this family. Sons serve with an expectation to one day grow up. Servant of servants think like, and they're always the ones with the bad attitude. Be careful with people who have a bad attitude. Because they think like a servant of servants, like nothing's never going to change. And they're not going to do right. You want to know why? Because they don't believe that there's any elevation or any promotion tied to what they're doing. All right. Am I okay? So let's go to this portion of scripture that most people have preached. Based on interracial marriages. Let me tell you what Miriam and Aaron's problem was. I'll show you where it was. I got a Bible. You choose to read it and study it. So listen to this in Numbers 12, verse 1. Numbers 12, verse 1. Lady Davis, I know I'm doing a good job while you're not here, girl. I know you're cheering for me even though you don't feel good. Stay with me here. Stay with me. Give me these moments. I promise you, by the time I'm done, they might as well get you your executive seat ready. Success is going to be so easy. You're going to try to figure out how in the world did this happen all of a sudden. Listen to this. Numbers 12, verse 1. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. It wasn't a problem with the race. They thought, because they knew, Miriam, Aaron, thought that Moses have married into a curse. And they were thinking, how you gonna lead us? And you're in covenant with a curse. I'm fixing it, y'all. I'm fixing it. Because, see, you don't know what they knew. So you don't get the text completely. They had a major problem. Because we've been in bondage all those years. And now you're going to marry into a curse? That's what their thinking was. Okay. Y'all still with me? What they did not understand is that Ethiopian woman had full buy-in to Moses' beliefs. That's what they didn't understand. I may be black, but I got full buy-in with Jesus Christ. I'm going to help y'all. I'm going to help y'all. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. Listen to me. You can't be lagging around when people see you as a cursed person. When you get around something that represents the blessing of Abraham, don't bring your old beliefs. Don't bring your traditional beliefs. Because something's about to happen in your life that's not according to your bloodline, but according to your belief system. The Bible said that God chastised, not Moses, for marrying an Ethiopian woman who now is in full agreement with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everything you believe, Moses, I believe it. We don't have any differences. I gave up everything that I believed as an Ethiopian. I believe in what you're preaching, and deliverance is coming from the Almighty God. I believe it. And Moses said, you the woman. Say, you the one I need to be hooked up with. I know it's going to cause me some problem, but you're the one. I can fulfill God's will if you keep thinking like that. Now you say, well, prove that to me. Prove that to me. Because see, most of you are trying to hold on to beliefs that's taking you nowhere. Let me tell you what you've seen in 26 years. I saw what the blessing of Abraham was, and I found myself connected to it. Not only did I connect it to, I said, what do you believe? There are basic. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died and he rose again on the third day. I believe that when he left this earth, he sent the Holy Spirit. Whether you have him or not, he still sent him. I believe that the word of God is an unadulterated word of God that you can stand on at all times. It's God breathed. It's what God says. If I want to hear from God, I don't have to track down a phony prophet. I can just open up my Bible and I can hear what God said. I believe the book enough that I don't have to sell myself out to some cheap person. Everybody I connected with has those types of belief systems. Because if they don't, I won't. You can't trick me with money. Because money comes and goes. I want to know what you believe. Because if you believe right, we going up right. Because I can't afford to be reckless with myself and attach myself to a curse. I came out of a curse. I came out of poverty, not going back to poverty. It's when I got hooked up right that things started working for me. It's when I got hooked up right, when I started believing the right things, that things started changing. It was the relationship that I came in. Ask Lot. Genesis 13. He wasn't wealthy, didn't have herds and cattle and all that kind of stuff until he hooked up with Abraham, who was Abraham where the blessing was, where the promise of God was. So here it is, this Ethiopian woman who is now in covenant with Moses and the prophet. Prophet was, Miriam, she was a prophet. She sang prophetically. And then the priest, Aaron. So the priest and the prophet has a problem with the leader. Wonder who has the blessing on him, because the one that has the blessing is the one God's going to elevate, and the others God's going to chastise. Okay. All right. That was too strong for y'all. I tried to make you laugh up front. So now the belief system has lined up. I don't get up here and just preach to you. I am talking to people who are looking for something solid to believe in. Something consistent to believe in. I dare not have church with you when you are now fighting off whatever somebody calls to come on your life. I ain't got time to be doing church with you, and you know you're fighting off something and you don't even know where it came from. Now, to prove this, I got to prove it. Can I have a little bit more time? My first time, yes. Are you okay back there in the light pink? Are you good? You good. This is good stuff, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Because once I'm done, I don't care what the devil comes up with. He'll never be able to hold you down ever again in your life. Let me show you another one of these relationships. Because a relationship with faith, with the blessing, is stronger than any curse. Stronger than any curse. The blessing that was on Moses was stronger than the curse of the Ethiopian people. Well, we were kings and queens and all that before they came and got us. They never would have been able to successfully conquer you with a blessing on you. Let me hear me good. I don't care what kind of wage of war that's coming against you. They will not be successful when the blessing of the Lord is resting on your life. Do y'all hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? And stop worrying about what they're doing. All they're doing is creating a boomerang that's going to take them further down and push you further up. Okay. Can I talk about Ruth and Naomi? The women, the wild women. This is some of your favorite scripture. This is some of your favorite stuff. And we always talk about it, but do we get the depths of what was going on? Because Ruth was a Moabitess. Yeah. Based on these scriptures, the Moabitess came from around Cush and Canaanites, all those folks. That's where Ruth was from. But she hooked up with Naomi. This is what she said by this hookup. Don't try to change what I believe. I've been hooked up. There's no way this little poverty stricken little old black boy with nappy hair running around dirty could have come to where I am now if I hadn't gotten a hookup. And there are people who came and they picked off the table but never joined in relationships. All right. Listen to this. Ruth 1 in verse 16. Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16. Now, Ruth would be considered a Gentile. Moses' wife will be considered a Gentile. Moses is a Jew. He has the blessing spoken over his lineage. Whether he recognizes it or not, is still there. Some of you have who have the blessing that's spoken over you, you need to realize it today. I'd divorce myself from poverty if I realize who I am. Listen to this, Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to depart, to go back or turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. And your God, my God. Right then, it qualified Ruth. I don't care what the Moabites had done. It qualified Ruth for a Boaz. Some of you women need to get a revelation, because when you really get in the faith and the flow of this house, your Boaz is not far away. So we've been preaching about these people getting their Boaz. But if you don't fully agree with the doctrine of faith, your Boaz is held up. And men that don't fully grasp themselves in, no wonder Delilah keeps getting you. I feel something down in me. I feel an erosion going on down on the inside of me. That devil's been trying to keep your blessings. That devil's been trying to keep your partner away from you. That devil's been trying to run you down. And that devil's been trying to destroy you. But God sent a belief system into this community so that everything that God's got for you will come your way. All you got to do is set yourself in agreement, and it shall come to pass. Where you lodge, I'm a lodge. I entreat you, don't send me away. I know you have nothing left. And I know you're on your way back to Bethlehem. I'm going with you. My sister girl didn't see what I saw. Never be amazed when someone standing beside you doesn't see what you see. Because some of us, see, I was around a lot of people, and I'm still around a lot of people that don't see anything. But I see something. And when you see something, I don't care if it's broke right now. She had no physical representation of the blessing. But when she got back to her land, can I have a few more minutes? So y'all got to understand who y'all around, who you with. You got to understand all that kind of stuff. Because if you show respect and honor to it, what be on them will be on you. I don't care how much you lost. God uniquely puts you in an environment where now you gain far more than what you ever thought you would lose. Somebody got to get ready if you lost some things. I believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's ready to pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Some of you have had so much drive and determination. You've gotten above the water, but your brothers and sisters, they don't have that drive. So they remain servants of servants or slaves of slaves. Ruth said, I see. I got real discernment. I'm not hurt by all the stuff that happened to me. I got real discernment. I see something. I see something on you, Naomi. And I know right now you may be in a bad place, but I know something good is going to happen for you, and I'm going to be right there with you. Now, Galatians chapter 3. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 3. See, my Bible opened up to me years ago. And I looked at my struggle and I divorced myself from it. So you can't stay with me. I don't care how much education I have. I don't care what color I am. I don't care who my mom and daddy was. You can't stay with me. Now, I'm using scripture that you're accustomed to, but you have not looked deep enough, or you have not listened well enough to know that that devil that's been chasing you has been illegal for all of your life. Galatians 3, verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as are baptized into Christ, submersed into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, Jew nor Ethiopian. There's no difference between Jew and Ethiopian. There's no difference between the Jew and the Moabitess. What is available for the Jew is available for the black man. What is available for the Jew is available for the white man. What is available for the Jew is available for the Indian man. Look at your neighbor, tell him it's available, it's available. There is neither slave nor free. So if I'm in Christ and I don't want to be a slave anymore, I opt out of slavery, meaning I open up my own business and thrive. If you don't like the way somebody's running their company, why don't you become free and open up something and share your own ideas? Give me a few more minutes. Give me a few more minutes. There is neither male nor female. So the women, you don't have to sweat it just because I acknowledge the men. God is using women in this season. Because God said, if they in Christ, I'm going to put them on a seat as a judge. I'm going to put them as a mayor. I'm going to put them in a place as a governor. And if you don't watch me, I'll make one a vice president. You better watch out. Because when they believe and when they are in faith, they have equal rights. You can't say I can't have it because of my race. You can't say I can't have it because I was enslaved in my mind. I choose to lose that old mind of slavery and grab a hold of a mind of freedom. Somebody needs to snatch that out of the atmosphere right now. You've been enslaved to yourself. You've been enslaved to your unbelief. You've been enslaved to your way of thinking. But I dare you to grab freedom out the atmosphere and think the way God wants you to think. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So what God spoke over Shem, or what Noah spoke over Shem, just echoing what God felt about Shem. And it kept on flowing until it got through to Ra. And then when it got through to Ra, it got on Abram, who became Abraham. And I believe if it can make it that far, it can make it to 2023 and go into 2024 with all of us here at Refresh and around the world. I believe that every curse over your life, whether it was then or while you were being raised, I decree it, I declare, by the priest of the Most High God, I break that curse right now over your life, over your thinking, over your finances, over your marriage, over your children. I decree and declare that that curse. I empower you to succeed. I empower you to take over. I empower you to thrive. I empower. He's not going to leave a cursed people under a blessed man. You are now coming into compliance with the blessing of the Lord that make the rich and have no sorrow with it. It's on you. There's some people around you that think they got it going on, and you need to tell them, you better watch this, because I'm coming. Tell them, I'm coming. I'm coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm coming. I'm coming because there's a blessing on me. The curse has been broken over my life. I'm black and I'm proud. Ain't no curse on me. Everything that I touch, it flourishes. Cause there is no curse on me. Everywhere the soles of my feet tread shall be my territory. None of these sicknesses that I put on the Egyptians, none of these sicknesses will I place on you, because you're so blessed that sickness can't hold you. You're so blessed that nothing. I better shake off that curse. I don't know where it came from, but shake that thing off. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. You are blessed. If you can track it, you can stop it. We tracked it and we just ended the curse. Touch your name about three of them. Tell them the curse is over. It's over. It's over. Refresh. It's over. Blessing coming from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Promotions, elevation, raises, unusual blessings, unusual increase. Woman, the fruit of your womb is blessed. Every baby that you carry for however many months, the Bible says that the fruit of your womb is blessed. I don't care how crazy they're acting right now. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. Come together. I said, when we come together, I said, when we come together, we didn't come to take sides. We're so blessed, we came to take over. You ain't seen nothing yet. They They think they know. They don't know. They have not seen anything yet. They keep on watching, baby. We're about to show you something. We're going to show you what the blessing looks like. We're going to show you what the increase looks this plan for 2024. I'm going to pull all the entrepreneurs together. And whatever expertise one has that can service us and this community of believers, we're going to start making sure that we're being serviced by this household of faith so that our resources don't leave the community. The Jews are some of the wealthiest people in the earth because the resources don't leave their community. We're going to make sure there's enough excellence that when you spend your money, you get quality product or you get a quality service. Because that's what the blessing does. Jesus. I'm telling y'all. How in the world are you going to do bad business and you got excellence and you among us? We're going to vet them real good, but if you among us, how are you going to do bad at business and you with us? I got to quit, y'all. But can't you tell this stuff is in me? This ain't just me talking. I work it. As long as I got a pastor, can't nobody else speak into my life like my pastor could speak into my life. And nobody else is going to get my tithes either. You ain't getting my tithes. You ain't feeding me. How you going to get my tithes? Ain't no need to start up those lines. My money belong where I'm being fed. I gotta quit, y'all. Because we're covenant people, we're gonna partake of the Lord's body. And that's Holy Communion. And I don't want you to think about it in a traditional way. I want you to think about it as those who have been grafted in. No white man, no Indian man, no black man was counted in as a Jew. They were Gentiles. But God loved us so much that he put a message in the Apostle Paul to come and preach Christ to those who were without law. So while Paul was preaching, he was thinking about us. Now we have the same privileges that anyone else has. The same privileges. You can't tell me I don't have the same privileges. I believe that I receive. I just got to find the right person that understands the privileges that I have. And I'll keep searching until I find the one that God has designated to favor me. I don't care how many banks turn you down. God's already spoke to one that's going to favor you. Are y'all hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth? When you know you blessed, there's somebody out there that's not ignorant about you, you being the one. They're going to know it when you walk in. They're going to know it when they hear your voice on the phone. They're going to know it when they receive your email. Give them a little room so they can bring the communion out. Don, I realized this years ago. And when I realized this years ago, I thought I was going to be just an average preacher. And I was told by others, you never grow your church beyond 100 people. They didn't realize I was going to figure out there was a blessing on me. But I figured out there was a blessing on me. What God said to Abraham, you will have descendants like the stars in the sky, like the sand on the seashore. And you told me I can only have 100. That means it's time for me to vacate myself from your presence, because you're not sounding like the God that's blessing my life. God wants to do some great things with you all. God is doing some great things with you all. You just got to catch up. I am jealous of no one. When you know what's on you, you are jealous of no one. No one can compete with me doing what I do. When that blessing comes on you, there is no competition. They had sold Joseph out in slavery. He's in Potiphar's house. Potiphar sees how well he's stewarding his affairs. And he says, there's something on that boy. So he starts to elevate him. If you receive this blessing, whoever your employer is going to see something happening on you and going to give you a promotion. And that promotion will not be without revenue, increase of wages. There were so many fatherly pastors trying to pick me up when my spiritual father passed away. I had so many of them say, I'll be a father to you. Because they knew what was on me. When you have so much on you, that senior people that you didn't even think knew you were in the earth are tracking you down, trying to figure out, do you want to be a part of my organization? Do you want me to give you covering? Tell you, when it's on you, you don't have to look for them. They're going to look for you. They're going to find you. Yeah, they're going to find you. People said, well, you're trying to get here and you're trying to get that. No, they're trying to get to me. Because when you're blessed and you have the favor of God and you're the best support, people can turn their backs on you. No, you're not going to do anything crazy because you got so much integrity, because you're not going to give up that blessing by changing out to something that will alleviate you of what God placed on you. I'm going to keep this. And if I have to start over, I'm going to be bigger when I started over than I was when I started originally 26 years ago. Because I've learned from some mistakes that I made. Everybody doesn't want to fully involve themselves and engage themselves. I only want those who said, I believe what you believe. If God done that in your life, I'm going to see God do things major in my life.
If you're ever in the Birmingham area, we'd love to see you. Stop by, because everyone is welcome at Refresh Family Church. It's full of friendly people, a warm atmosphere, and a powerful word. Our service times are Sundays at 9 a.m. or our empowerment service on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We're located at 117 12th Court Northwest in Birmingham, Alabama. We'll see you soon at Refresh. Want to find out more about Apostle Stephen A. Davis? Well, log on, because StephenADavis.org is now live. That's right, log on to StephenADavis.org now and you can find out all about him. Watch live broadcasts and get all the information you need at StephenADavis.org. Available on all platforms. Log on today. Refresh Family Church. As we worship together, remember our five goals: serving the needs of families, reaching the lost, equipping the saints, reaching the nations, and transferring to generations. At Refresh Family Church, we're more than just a church. We're a nation. To find out more, log on to StephenADavis.org. We'll see you next time.